The biggest disagreement between Assembly Republicans and Senate Democrats is that the Republicans want to require expanding all the freeways in southeastern Wisconsin to meet expected demand for the next 30 years. Meeting predicted demand would cost an estimated $700 million more than just rebuilding and modernizing the existing freeway lanes. Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen says under the current budget, the Department of Transportation would plan for less than expected demand.
It is insane to spend $750 million on the highways of southeastern Wisconsin and to purposely underbuild them to plan for traffic jams. You should build the highways to match the traffic.
Senate Democrats say it's not necessary to provide for expanded capacity now and that predictions 30 years into the future could be wrong. Another item in the transportation plan would prevent other parts of the state from losing transportation money, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Quala says meeting the predicted demand would require a major tax increase.
This is hundreds of millions of dollars of additional spending, and that can only be done if there's additional revenue. So as long as you're adopting a provision that you say will last 30 years, do you want to adopt a revenue stream you need for 30 years? Talk about structural deficit. This is adding hundreds of millions of dollars to that.
The Budget Conference Committee also discussed a new offer from Democrats on campaign finance reform. Republicans took it under advisement and promised to reply at the next meeting. The committee did not set a time for the next meeting. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.